Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
So we go 12 deep to the park, and they found the four dudes that had jumped them, and we let them know, you don't mess with us. And they threw down. They beat these dudes up. They kicked their butt. But it was 12 on 4. Of course we were going to win that fight, but it didn't end there. The dudes that got beat up, they started whistling. And everybody that was gang-affiliated came to their rescue. They jumped out of the pool. They came out of the front. They hopped the fence, and the pool was empty. And everybody surrounded my 12 friends, and they started fighting.
Doors, darling. I mean, this is just a drag, and it's all because I can't get over you.
I can't get over you.
I tried and I tried. Oh, I can't get you off of my mind. This feeling I have for you, it's strong. The flame I can put out. I've tried to do without you. Find someone new, someone new. You found yourself a new love.
Living in South Central L.A., we used to go up to Horace Mann Junior High School and play basketball in the gym. And then one day we went up there, and they were having a two-on-two basketball tournament. So me and my buddy, Warren, we signed up to play as the two-man team. And I was the shooter, and he was a little taller than me. And he would grab all the rebounds and push the ball out to me, and I would dribble around, and then I'd do a jump shot, and I would score. And we kept playing like that through the tournament. And we ended up winning the tournament, and we got $100. And so we went to Jack in the Box.
Beautiful. My man, thank you. captain. I'll see you back home in Detroit, baby. Good night, everybody.
The Four Tops. The Legends of Motown. The Four Tops.
Shooting at me, so I hit the ground. And they're shooting, and they're shooting, and I'm on the ground under a car, and I'm crawling down the street under the car, and I look out, and I see a bunch of white boys coming down the street the other way, and they got shotguns, they got 12 gauges, they got 9 millimeters, they're just blasting, and they're shooting back at the Mexicans, and they're shooting at each other, and they're blasting, and I'm in the middle of the shootout, and I'm on the street, on the ground, and I'm under the cars, and I'm like, oh, my God, what do I do? I'm not trying to get shot. I ain't in no gang. I'm just trying to get to the party. And I'm standing out there, and I'm under the car, and I'm crawling under the car. But I notice that they're on one side of the street.
A whole lot of gold and jams like these keep me in. hop land. Kick it live with a box inside my hand. I'm the leader of the show, keeping you on the go. But I know I can't live without my radio. Bombers Boulevard. Yeah, you know that's where me and E hang out. Too loud. You know what I'm saying? That's where the crib's at.
Under a car, and I'm crawling down the street under the car, and I look out and I see a bunch of white boys coming down the street the other way, and they got shotguns, they got 12 gauges, they got 9 millimeters, they're just blasting, blam, 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 and they're shooting back at the Mexicans, and they're shooting at each other, and they're blasting, and I'm in the middle of the shootout, and I'm on the street on the ground, and I'm under the cars, and I'm like, oh my God, what do I do? I'm not trying to get shot. I ain't in no gang. I'm just trying to get to the party. And I'm standing out there, and I'm under the car, and I'm crawling under the cars, but I notice that they're on one side of the street. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything, towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G-Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the Internet and make you famous on YouTube.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to gregory@bigmouthgvg@juno.com. That's bigmouthgvg@juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's the Internet Radio Show, where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Tuesday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and I want to talk about Major League Baseball. We got the teams that are playing in the playoffs. Major League Baseball. We're in the middle of the playoffs.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd.
Buy me some peanuts and crack.
Some crack?
Buy me some peanuts and crack.
Some crack?
Buy me some peanuts and crack.
Some crack? You want to get some crack? Okay, that sounds good.
I don't care if we never get back.
Let me root, root, root for the home.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? We're talking about Major League Baseball. Now, the baseball teams have finished the season, and they're in the playoffs. And the top 5 teams in the American League, I thought, was the Houston Astros were in first place. The New York Yankees were in second place. The Toronto Blue Jays were in third place. The Cleveland Guardians were in fourth place. And the Tampa Bay Devil Rays were in fifth place. But I found out that the Cleveland Guardians were playing the New York Yankees. And it went 5 games. And the Yankees won the series. So now the Yankees are playing the Houston Astros. And I don't know what's going on between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Tampa Bay Devil Rays. I don't know what's happening in that series. And the series, I don't even know if it's still going on or if it's over. I don't know. I have to find out some more information and get back to you on that. But let's talk about the National League. The National League, the top 5 teams in the National League was the Los Angeles Dodgers were in first place. The New York Mets were in second place. The Atlanta Braves were in third place. And the San Diego Padres were in fourth place, and the St. Louis Cardinals were in fifth place. Now, the San Diego Padres beat the New York Mets. So the Mets are out of the series. They have finished, and now they're just waiting on season 22-23 season, because the Mets are out of it. Now, the San Diego Padres are playing the Los Angeles Dodgers, but I don't know what's going on with that series, because I heard the San Diego Padres were playing the Philadelphia Phillies. And I don't know where Philadelphia came in. They were at the bottom of the chart. They were like team number 8 or number 9 in the playoffs. And now they're playing the San Diego Padres. So I don't know what's going on. I don't know what the standing of the National League baseball team are right now. I'm so confused. I don't know. but I don't know if the Atlanta Braves played the St. Louis Cardinals, and I don't know what that series ended up. I just don't know. I'm so confused. I just hear that the San Diego Padres are still playing, and they're playing the Philadelphia Phillies. So I don't know. I don't know. I have to get somebody to check that out for me and give me the information that I need to know so I can catch up with what's going on in the series. Otherwise, they're going to be playing in the World Series, and I won't know who got to the World Series and what teams played, what other teams to get to the World Series. So I don't know. I don't know. But anyway, that's G Money Sports Report for the Major League Baseball. So now let's talk about the NFL. We can talk NFL. We can do that because this is week number 7 in the NFL. So, DJ Papa D, are we going to talk NFL? And I need some NFL music. Here we go. Yeah, well, the NFL, week 7, Thursday, Monday night, last night was the game between the New England Patriots and the Chicago Bears. But I don't know who won the game. I bet on the New England Patriots to win, and I'm hoping they did, because then I'll have 10 wins in week number 7. So I'm hoping that the New England Patriots won, but I don't know. DJ Papa D, can you help me? Who won in last night's NFL game, Monday Night Football?
The Chicago Bears beat the New England Patriots 33-14. You bet on Patriots and over, but it was Bears and over.
Wow, the Bears beat the Patriots. Okay, so that means I ended up with a 9-5 series for week number 7. I thought I was going to be 10-4. But I ended up 9-5. Okay. Well, I had 9 wins that week. So that was good. But I can't believe the Bears beat New England on Monday Night Football. Wow. That's amazing. Okay. Well, DJ, that's how week 7 ended up. I ended up 9-5 for the week. So I had a good week. I was way over 500. So that was a good week. But I should have been like 11 or 12 games. I should have won in week number 7. But it didn't turn out like that. Boy, those teams just disappointed me. I don't know what was going on. But, well, that's what I say. If you play in the NFL, anybody could beat anybody. And that's just the way it goes in the NFL. So that's G Money Sports Report. And we'll talk more about the NFL coming Thursday this week. So that's G Money Sports Report for today. October 23rd, 2022. I think it's the 23rd. 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 18, 19, 20. 22. So October 22nd, 2022 is the date today. And it's Monday. So that's what the NFL standing is as of right now. So, DJ, I know you've been playing. I've been missing in action. I'm sorry. I kind of got lost on my trip to doing my radio show. So I just got lost. But anyway, let's play some music. How about playing? I'm G Money today for the audience, for the listening audience. Let them hear I'm G Money. And then we'll go to some more commercials and we'll get on with the show.
When I was a kid, like eighth grade, growing up in L.A., I would get on the bus, and I would catch the bus on Western, and I would go to Hollywood, and I'd go to the movies in Hollywood. I'd go to Grauman's Chinese Theater to watch all of the new movies coming out. And one day, I got off on Hollywood Boulevard, and I was walking down the street, and I ran into a hooker on the street. And she liked me. She thought I was nice. And she said, hey, I want you to come with me to meet one of my bosses. And I was like, really? Meet your boss? And she said, yeah. And I said, okay. We were doing a fundraiser at the Playboy Club in South Las Vegas on the Strip. They had Eddie Murphy, Snoop Dogg, Cat Williams, and then I closed the show. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp coming. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. And I walked around and I saw Eddie Murphy. He was sitting with about 10 or 15 playmates. Come on now. And I heard him say to the girls he was a playboy. And I said, I know I didn't hear you say you were a playboy. Come on now. Nobody heard about no women chasing you down after you leave the TV set, the movie set. Come on now. Ain't nobody run you down after you did a stand-up comedy routine in the comedy club. Come on now. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp coming. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. I walked by Snoop Dogg and I heard him say he was a pimp. And I walked up and I said, I know I didn't hear you say you're a pimp. You're married and you got four kids. And your wife would kick your butt if she found you messing around with all these playmates. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp coming. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. And I ran into Cat Williams, and he had about 10 or 15 playmates. And I heard him say he was a pimp. And I walked up and I said, I know I didn't hear you say you're a pimp. You're too short to be a pimp. They got women that have crap bigger than ears. OG Money. OG Money. OG Money. Come on now. OG Money. The pimp's out. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. So I told them if they wanted to be with a real playboy, they need to check me out. OG Money. Come on now. You want to see what a real pimp? You want to be with a real pimp? You need to come with me. OG Money. Pimp out. I'm 6'1". 220 pounds a man. They can get their groove on with me, baby. I can take you there. Oh, yeah. I can do it like that. And when I walked out with five playmates. OG Money. OG Money. OG Money. Come on now. OG Money. The pimp got me. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. You wanna see what a real pimp? You wanna be with a real pimp? You need to come with me. Come on now. OG Money. The pimp got me. I sound good. I look good. I'm 6'1". Come on now. 220 pounds a man. They can get their groove on with me, baby. Oh, yeah. I can do it like that. You need to check me out. You know, you need to come with G-Money if I can take you there. And I'm the playboy extraordinaire. I can put it down, girl. When I was a kid, like eighth grade, growing up in L.A., I would get on the bus, and I would catch the bus on Western, and I would go to Hollywood, and I'd go to the movies in Hollywood. I'd go to Grauman's Chinese Theater to watch all of the new movies coming out. And one day, I got off on Hollywood Boulevard, and I was walking down the street, and I ran into a hooker on the street. And she liked me. She thought I was nice. And she said, hey, I want you to come with me to meet one of my bosses. And I was like, really? Meet your boss? And she said, yeah. And I said, okay. And we looked up, and the blunt had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I got to take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G-Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like a DUI. How did I get a DUI?
G-Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G-Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you. You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366.
That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Tuesday's radio show. Tuesday's radio show. And welcome to Gregory's Story. Oh, I got sidetracked there for a minute. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a short joke for you. There was a man stranded on a desert island, and one day a woman swam up to the island, and she took her oxygen tank off and dropped it on the side of the shore. And then she walked up to the man and asked him, "When was the last time you had a cigarette?" And he said, 11 years ago. And she went in her sleeve, unzipped her sleeve on her wetsuit, and pulled out a pack of Camel cigarettes and put one of the cigarettes in her mouth and lit it. And then she passed it to the man, and he smoked it with pleasure. And then she asked him, "So when was the last time you had an alcoholic drink?" He said, 11 years ago. And she went in her other sleeve, zipped it down, and pulled out an alcohol flask and gave it to him. And he took the top off and took two big swigs. And he said, "Boy, that's some good stuff." And she smiled at him and gave him like a wink. And she said, "So, when was the last time you played around?" And he said, 11 years ago. And she started unzipping her wetsuit, and she got all the way down to her belly button. And he said, "Oh, my God, don't tell me you got a set of golf clubs in there." Woo! I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. I'm so funny, I make them laugh out loud. All right, I have another short story for you. There was an 18-wheeler. He was driving down the highway, and he saw this sidewalk cafe on the side of the highway. So he pulled off of the highway and pulled into the parking lot and parked in front of the sidewalk cafe. And he parked his truck and got out and walked inside the cafe and sat down at the bar, or at the counter, and the waitress came and said, "Can I take your order?" And he said, "Yes, I'll have a double cheeseburger with everything on it. I'll have a cup of coffee, and I want a piece of that pie right there in that cabinet." And she said, "Okay." And she wrote his order up on her order pad and gave it to the cook, and the man waited for his meal. Well, while he was sitting there, three motorcycle bikers from a motorcycle gang came into the cafe and sat next to him at the counter. And when his food came, One of the bikers ate his hamburger, and the other biker drank his coffee, and the third biker ate his apple pie. And he didn't say anything. He just got up and walked to the counter, and he paid his tab. And he gave a tip to the waitress, and he walked out the door and got back in his truck. And the bikers started laughing. They were like, man, he's a sorry man. He ain't got no guts. He's pitiful. And the waitress said, yeah, that's what you say. He's sorry, and he's pitiful. And the bikers were just laughing at him. And she said, yeah, but you didn't say anything about the trucking company that he works for, because he got in his 18-wheeler and he ran over all the trucks, all of the motorcycles in the parking lot on his way out the parking lot back to the highway. So I guess he got the last laugh. Woo! I'm G Money, and I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right, well, I guess it's time for me to share a story with you. DJ Papa D, can you play a story that I recorded for the listening audience? And then we'll be back with more of the show in a minute. And I walked around the corner on another day, and I walked into this parking lot of this apartment. And I went to buy some dope from this other dope dealer that I knew. So I went around and I knocked on his door, and he wasn't there. He didn't answer the door. So I walked up, and I was with my other buddy, my buddy Dougie Fresh. We were walking together. And this other dude came out of an apartment across the parking lot from the house I had just come from. And he said, hey, man, are you looking for some shit? And I said, yeah, man, I want to buy some shit. Do you got some? He said, yeah, man, I got some. How much you want to buy? And I said, man, I don't want to buy a lot. I got like $7. Can I get a $10 piece for $7? He said, yeah, man, I'll hook you up. And I said, cool. So I went over there, and he gave me a $10 piece. A nice little big chunk, and I put it in my pocket. And so I walked off, and I went and caught up with Dougie Fresh, and we were leaving the complex. And the dude whose house I had gone to earlier that didn't answer the door, he came out in the parking lot, and he said, gee. And I looked up, I said, yeah, man, what's up? He said, come here. And my buddy Dougie Fresh said, man, fuck him. Come on, let's go smoke that shit. We don't need him. We got what we came for. And I'm like, dude, you got beef with him? He's like, no, I don't have no beef with him. And I said, well, I ain't got no beef with him, so let me go see what he's talking about. And I walked over there, and I'm like, what's up, man? He said, did you just come by my house to buy some shit? And I said, yeah, but you didn't answer the door. So I bought the shit from the dude across the street from you. He said, man, me and that dude for having a drug war. We're beefing. So you can't buy no shit from him. And I'm like, dude, I don't care where I get my shit from. I can spread my money around, and I can buy from whoever I want to buy from. I'm not picky about who I get my shit from. I just want to get my shit so I can smoke. And he said, give me the shit. And I reached in my pocket, and I broke it off in my pocket, And I gave him a pizza when I broke up. And I said, this is all I got, which I was lying because I had broke it off in my pocket. And I gave him a piece, and I said, this is all I got. All I had was $5, and this is what he gave me for $5. And the dude took it and threw it on the ground and smashed it in the concrete. And I looked, I was like, damn, man. And then he said, here. And he broke out a piece all wrapped in plastic, and he gave it to me. It was bigger than the piece I bought. So I was like, oh, cool, right on, thank you. And I put it in my pocket. And he said, man, don't buy no shit from nobody else over here. You buy your shit from me and from me only. Hear me? And I said, yeah, man, I hear what you're talking about. But I don't care who I buy my shit from. When I want to get high, I buy it from whoever's available. So I ain't picky about who I spend my money with. You know, and he said, I said, you buy from me. Don't buy shit from nobody else on this street. And I said, yeah, all right, all right. And his buddy that was standing next to him, I watched it. He put his arm. It came all the way up from his side. He drew back, and he punched me. And I saw the whole thing. I could have blocked it with my left hand, and I could have grabbed his arm, and then I could have hit him with a back fist to the face, or I could have blocked it with my left hand, and I could have grabbed his arm, and I could have twisted his arm and then kicked him in the nut. Or I could have grabbed it with my left hand and grabbed his arm with my right hand, and I could have kicked him in the stomach. Or I could have taken my left hand and grabbed his arm and then blocked his arm with my right hand and did a back slap with my right hand, and then I could have punched him with the right hand. I could have did a variety of moves because I was trained. I could have did that. But instead, I wasn't trying to fight with the dude. Like I said, I don't fight over dope. So I just closed my eyes and turned my head, and the dude punched me in the head. And then I hit the ground. I dropped down to my knees. And then he reached and grabbed the chain that was around my neck. I had some puka shells on my neck. And he grabbed my chain and pulled my chain off my neck. And then he told me, don't you ever buy any dope around here unless you get it from my homeboy right here. You hear me? And I said, yeah, man, I heard you the first time. And he said, all right, get the hell out of here. And I took off, and I was looking for my buddy Dougie Fresh, but he was gone. And I thought, oh, well, I went around the corner to the backside of an apartment, and I went in my pockets and pulled out the two pieces of dope I had, and I just smiled to myself. I'm like, shit, I got twice as much dope for $7. I came out winning. They don't know. I came out winning on this. Fuck what they're talking about. I'm going to buy my dope from whoever I want to because nobody owns G. G does what he wants to do. So I said, forget them. And I walked off and went and smoked my shit by myself. And that was the end of that day. And then one night I was
to hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
find. I'm thirsty in and day out for the one that was mine, all mine. I played around with love before. I was stealing, and you know that I played the fool. But then you came into my life and you changed that. 'Cause I know. Just that's so bright, you're my delight, and that's why I love you so. I played around with love before. I was stealing, and you know that I played a fool. But then you came into my life and you changed that. 'Cause I know.
G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. Ladies and gentlemen, yes, Las Vegas, let's talk NFL football. Time to get your horses up, put your money up. This year, we're going for the win. We got 16 weeks, so follow along with G and see if G Money is going to be able to pick a winner. Every week, I'm going to be in it to win it.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. I'm broadcasting 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for Tuesday's radio show and Gregory's Stories. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a couple of short jokes for you I want to share with you. You know, my friend had a girlfriend. She had one eye and one leg. And I said, really? I said, what do you call her? He said, I call her IHOP. Woo! And I'm like, really? Okay. Well, you know, there were two flies that were flying around, and they landed on a piece of shit. And one fly lifted his leg up and farted real loud. And the other fly said, hey, man, come on, give me a break. I'm eating here. Woo! I can't tell you. Boy, that was funny. All right. Well, they had 3 men on a stranded island. And one man looked out in the ocean and saw this bottle bobbing in the ocean. So he went to the shore, and he saw the bottle as it got closer to land, and then he swam out to get it. And he was walking back out of the water toward his 2 friends, and he was wiping the bottle off. And a genie came out of the bottle and said, for releasing me from my prison, you get 3 wishes. And he said, oh, shit, 3 wishes? So he said, well, I got 1 wish. I wish that I was off of this island and that I was back at home at my house and that I had a big 2-story house. And I had a brand new car at my house. And the genie snapped his finger, and the man was gone. And then one of the other men said, it's my turn, my turn, my turn. He said, I want to be at my house. I want to have a brand new 2-story house with 2 brand new cars sitting in front of the house. And I want all my kids to be at my house when I get there. And the genie snapped his finger, and the man was gone. And then the genie said, looked at the other man. He said, you have 1 wish left. What would you like to wish for? And the man said, oh, I don't know. I haven't really thought about any wishes. And the genie said, well, take your time. I'm going to be here for a while, so take your time. And when you come up with a wish, then you tell me, and I'll grant your wish, because this will be your 3rd wish. And the guy said, oh, okay. Thank you, genie. And he walked around the island, and the genie walked behind him. Everywhere he went, the genie was right behind him. And every now and then the genie would ask, have you thought of a wish yet? And the man would be like, no, I haven't thought of anything that I want. I haven't thought of any wishes. And the genie said, okay, take your time. I'm not going nowhere. I'm here to serve you. So the man said, oh, okay. And they walked around the island, for a while. And every now and then the genie would ask him, have you thought of a wish yet that you want to wish for? And he said, no, I haven't thought of a wish that I want to wish for. I'm thinking, but I haven't come up with anything. And the genie said, okay, take your time. I'm not going nowhere. So I'm here with you. And they walked around for the rest of the day. And then the man said, man, I'm really bored. I kind of wish my friends were back here with me. And the genie said, that's your third wish. And he snapped his fingers. And the two men that had been there on the island with the third man, they reappeared back on the island again. And the three of them were together once again. And the moral of the story is, be careful what you wish for, because you may get it. Woo! All right. I got another story, another joke for you. There was a young man that went to church, and he came home with a black eye. And his daddy looked at him and said, boy, where did you get that black eye from? And he was like, well, I was in church, and we stood up for devotion, and the lady in front of me had her dress tucked inside her panties. So I reached over and pulled her dress out of her panties for her, and she socked me in the eye. And his father said, well, you know, when you're going to do something like that that's nice for somebody else, you need to let them know that you're doing something that's going to be for their benefit and something that's good for them, so that they don't think you're trying to take advantage of them, that you're doing something that isn't good for them. You know, you let them know in advance that you're going to do something that's beneficial for them, okay? And the kid said, yeah, Dad, I understand. That's a good idea. And he said, sure, so remember that. And the kid said, all right, Daddy, you're right. So the next Sunday, the kid went to church again, and he was praying, and they stood up for devotion again. And the lady was in front of him again, and she had tucked her dress inside her panties again. And the boy looked at her, but he didn't do anything. But his buddy next to him saw the lady and reached over and pulled the dress out of the lady's panties. And the guy knew that she didn't like it, so he reached over and tucked it back in. And she socked him in the eye again. Ooh-wee! I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. Well, all right. Well, I wrote a book, and they say it was boring, and they put it on the Braille reading list, and they said the Braille people were reading the book, but their fingers were going to sleep. Oh, goodness. All right. Well, I'm G Money. Maybe we could play a song now.
How about play a song for me, DJ. Play something from Mystical or play something from Nipsey Hussle. Yeah, I like Nipsey Hussle. So Nipsey Hussle or Mystical, whatever. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
Let's get it.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
Shut it down. So it's time for me to shut it down. And I want to give a shout out to everybody that's celebrating their birthdays today. So DJ Papa D, who do we have, my fans and my friends, that are celebrating their birthday today?
All right, here are the birthdays for today, October 25th, 2022. CJ Dub has a birthday today. Happy birthday, CJ Dub. Happy birthday to Tyshia Bryant. Happy birthday to Rodney Brown, 57 years young. Happy birthday to Diana Robinson. That's right, I said Diana Robinson. Happy birthday to Audrella Roseanne. Happy birthday to Dr. Samira K. Butler-Lightley, 38 years young. Happy birthday to Michael Davis, winner Ms. Rumi White, 50 years young. Happy birthday to Bonita Woods. Happy birthday to Michelle West. Happy birthday, and last but not least, happy birthday to Bobby Bluford, who is 50 years young today. And that's it for birthdays, for everyone celebrating their birthday today, October 25th, 2022.
Well, all right. Happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday on October 25th. All of the Scorpios that are in the house. Yes, this is Scorpio Day for all of the Scorpios that are in the house. October 25th, woo-wee, it's Scorpio time. All right, well, I want to wish everybody a happy birthday, and hopefully, or I ask that God bless you with the glory and bless you with his blessing to keep you alive and kicking, and you believe in Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins. And may you be blessed every day today and every day after. May your blessings be great and be mightyful as you live forever in this world. So I want to wish you a happy birthday. And I have a song that I want to sing for you. Let me get my whistle together. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you, and may you have many, many more. Happy birthday to you. May you celebrate in the glory of God. May you celebrate in almighty glory. May you celebrate in the presence of our Lord. May you celebrate your birthday today, having a good day today and a better day tomorrow. And may you live in everlasting glory on your birthday, now and forevermore. Happy birthday today. May you have a good day today and a better day tomorrow. Amen. And with that, I'll say, let us pray. Yes, yes, yes. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus, since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district, so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans
and Indian can all get along, because we're all in this place together, and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.